This is Petey Pete at WGXC 90.7, and we have some guests that I am so very happy to have here. I have Brenda Vandermark here and Lex Gray with me, and I'm very excited because they are with a project called the Fortnightly Club, and it's a not-for-profit women's service organization that was established in 1932, which is amazing. And do you guys want to talk about that a little bit and describe that and what your involvement is with that?
Well, in 1932, the ladies, businessmen's wives in Catskill, started this club, and they made bandages for the soldiers overseas.
Really?
That's how it all began.
Oh, wow.
And then over the years, it's expanded quite a bit. So right now, we do a lot of community, charitable, and educational purposes. We fund those. So the school and Council on the Arts, various organizations write to us for donations, and we give that out to the local community.
Okay, thank you, Brenda. And now, because I noticed here, you guys, I mean, there was a plethora of things that you guys are putting on or that you deal with. The scholarship to the local community colleges, scholastic awards for the elementary, middle and high school students, various community youth programs, sports, events, children's summer art program, theater presentations, holiday gifts for the elderly shut-ins, several food pantries, animal rescues, and so forth and so on. That's an amazing feat that you guys are involved with.
We keep all the money that we raise in the community for the community, and we just recently celebrated our 80th year just a couple of years ago, so we keep it rolling, and it is kind of funny that it started out as the wives of prominent businessmen, kind of like a junior league, and now it's a lot of wonderful,
high-powered women. There you go. Is this thing on? I didn't know your mics had switches on them. This is Lex Gray, good morning, with the Fortnightly Club, and we were just recapping the duties of the Fortnightly in existence for over 80 years here in Catskill, and we raise money for several organizations, and we keep all the money right here in the community. I am the chairman of the Playground Committee, so some of the monies that we raise, in fact, all of the monies we raise for the event we're going to talk about today, go to the Playground Fund. And if you've been to Dutchman's Landing, we have a wonderful fitness station as well as a children's playground there. And we have a playground at Elliott Park, and the Fortnightly Club has arranged that with the finances that you guys have raised for us in the community. We are now going to put in a new handicapped accessible playground piece at the Dutchman's Landing, right by the fitness station, not far from the gazebo.
Right.
And it will be wheelchair accessible. And we're hoping to get that piece in as soon as the weather gets nice.
Right. Well, we don't know when that's going to be, but hopefully soon.
Yes. So hopefully this summer we'll all be enjoying that. And the playground is an ongoing project, and we are always open to ideas of where there is a need for a handicapped accessible playground or a fitness station or just a general safe play space for the children of our community. And we will be there to make that happen.
Great. That's a great thing. And now, I'm still kind of enamored by the fact that you guys have been open since 1932 and still are prospering, and you have so many different events or so many things that you are involved in. This program that's coming up this Saturday is your 11th annual.
Yes,
correct?
Yes. 11 years of the wine festival.
Yes, and that would be the Rip Van Winkle Wine, Brew, and Beverage Festival, which I mentioned before. Those are my three favorite words, wine, brew, and beverage. So we have that coming up, and that's the 13th. If you want to talk about that a little bit, because you guys got a lot going on for that. I mean, vendors, live music, all different types of beverages and
every year it's been getting bigger. We used to have it at the BD Powers, and it was kind of an intimate little wine tasting and little classical music, and then every year it grew in popularity, so we eventually moved it to the historical Catskill Point,
which is at One Main Street. It's right at the bottom of Main Street, up by Guido's and Dutchman's Landing.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And we are having the main event this year in the Freightmasters building, and it's expanded to include a little bit of music. So for the last few years, we've had an indoor and outdoor music situation, but this year We're going to devote the entire Freight Masters building to the vendors and the tastings because there are going to be so many.
Right, right.
And then we will have a music tent outside where if there's a beverage that you like, you can purchase it and then come out to the music tent and have a seat and enjoy it with your friends and enjoy one, two, three, four live music acts.
Really?
Plus special guests. And I'd be happy to give you the roster.
Yes, I would appreciate that.
This well, we've selected the music for both its fabulosity and its and its way that it goes really well with beverages. So we're going to start the day with Squeeze Play. And if you're not familiar with Squeeze Play, they are an amazing all accordion orchestra.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And it's tremendous, led by the fabulous Peggy Hart. And they're going to kick off the day, and they play everything from polkas to Italian music to rock and roll. And they also do our Christmas event, and they do a wonderful event at the Festival of Trees with the accordion. So not to be missed, goes really good with beverages.
Right. Well, I have to cut in for a second because a lot of people don't know this about me, but I am a polka fanatic. I was raised on polka, my grandfather, so it's really near and dear to my heart. I'm going to make sure that I show up for that.
Nothing gets you excited than seeing like a wall of accordions rocking out, and that's how
yes.
we're going to start. And then we're going to introduce some smooth jazz with Paul Isley, and you might know him from the Stepping Out Band.
Yep, yep.
And I believe he played with Johnny Moon as well, and he will be doing a smooth jazz set. Then we have the raucous entertainment of the Good Times Band, who also do more of like a Italian-style music and some polkas and some Irish music, also accordion-based.
Right.
And then myself and my blues band, Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers.
Yes, Lex, I have heard about you, and you are pretty renowned around these areas, this area. So.
Thank you so much, and thank you WGXC and their DJs for giving my new album so many nice spins and so much good attention.
Yeah.
And we have some guests with our blues band. We're going to have Alana Wild from Wild Blue, and we have a couple of other surprise blues guests to be announced. So that's how we're going to close out the entertainment in the late afternoon, and we go on about 3:45, and we'll be running that till about 5 o'clock. And it's just a wonderful place to shop. If you're lazy and you haven't gotten your Mother's Day gifts, you can get some beautiful. There's other things other than beverages available. There are beautiful vendors with everything from jewelry to wine-oriented paraphernalia. Can you help me out, Brenda?
She's doing such a good job.
You are. Well, we have 14 wineries this year, which is the most
14.
We've ever had.
Nice.
We do. We have 4 breweries and ciders, and we have 8 distilleries.
Okay.
So we've got a lot of cheese and food vendors, and there's a lot of, like Lex said, there's other vendors that you can buy gifts from also.
Well, that's you guys have such a great event. I mean, you have things that you can buy, you have great beverages, you have great food, you have great musical entertainment. I mean, that's what it's all about. You guys really, really are doing well with this. I'm very happy.
The great thing about this, if you are a vinophile or a beverage enthusiast, that
you're
going to get a chance to not only sample and purchase the beverages that you like, but you're able to have some face time with the creators of the beverages. A lot of our vineyards send the person who makes the wine, so you can ask questions about how the wine is made, where the grapes come from, a little bit about their process. You know, we have a lot of very small artisanal winemakers who will, you know, really give you the backstory of everything that they have to offer, as well as we have a lot of hot new young beer makers. And the hottest, latest thing right now is the distilleries. And everybody who has a distillery up here has a wonderful recipe, the provenance of that recipe, the backstory. We have a guy making it's rye. And it's George Washington's personal recipe for rye.
Really?
Yeah. So, and let me tell you something. I've had this rye, and I can't imagine how anything ever got done. But, so there's definitely a lot of, you know, it's a total interactive experience with the beverages. It's more than just sampling and purchasing. It's a dialogue with the people who bring you your handmade beverages, which is such an amazing thing.
Yep. Well, that is a great thing too with the microbreweries. We actually have a program on here at WJXC, somebody that owns the Crossroads. Am I correct on that one, Neva? Yes, and I know there are a lot of beer fanatics, especially microbreweries and distilleries, and it's really unique that you do have the opportunity to actually talk to these people about the products, get information about it, and also taste it along the way.
Yeah, it is. It's a great day. And we also have a lot of food trucks outside for people to have lunch or maybe dinner before they go home.
Right.
So. Yeah, pace yourself. You're going to have
very,
to eat.
Very important. Very important.
Yep.
What type of vendors are we looking at here? Do you have any?
Sure. We have jewelry. We have Sweet Rama with her goat's milk soap.
Oh, wow.
We have Iron Horse Cigar Depot will be there. A couple other jewelry vendors. Yeah, so we have a lot of gifts. And then we have quite a few cheese vendors and a couple of candy. And we even have somebody making homemade potato chips.
Really?
Yep.
Well, Neva, you should be pretty happy they're going to have cigars there for you. You're a big cigar smoker.
Cigars and bourbon.
Yes, cigar and bourbon, yes. So
yeah, the you cigar will be guy sets up a little table where you can sit outside and have a cigar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be in seventh heaven there, Neva. Okay, so we have here the time for this is 11:30 until 5, and it is rain or shine.
It is, yes.
And what time did you say the bands are going to start again?
We're going to start our music at noon and run it till the very, very end. So anytime you walk in, you're going to hear some wonderful music. And once again, yes, if the weather is inclement, the everything is inside the Freightmasters building, and the music is in a covered tent. So no weather is going to intervene with your good time at the Rip Van Winkle Wine, Brew, and Beverage Festival.
So let me ask you a little bit about the organization itself. How did you guys get involved? What brought you there, and what do you really get fulfillment out of it?
What brings you there is that somebody that's already a member usually nominates you for membership.
And you guys have, what, 35 people?
We have 35, yes.
Can you go above that, or do you want to stay at 35? How does that go?
I believe that's in our bylaws that we have 35 members.
Really? Okay.
So that's what happens. Someone asks you to join, and then that's how you get in, really. And what brings us fulfillment, at least me anyway, is giving back to the community and seeing how much people really appreciate all that we do here.
And you really do. I've read off that whole plethora, multitude of things that you guys are involved with throughout the community, from food pantries to high school student, various community youth programs, sports, events, children's summer art program, theater presentations, holiday gifts for elderly shut-ins. I mean, you guys really are involved with everything about the community, and I think that's a great thing that must bring a lot of fulfillment with you.
Yes, it definitely does.
Being part of the Fortnightly is one of the highlights of my time in Catskill. When I came here 12 years ago, not knowing a soul,
okay.
I went to a wine festival at the BD Powers house and met some of the women from the Fortnightly. And the next thing you know, I got a phone call that I had been nominated, and I was
really
kind of shocked. I think maybe they just knew I had a PA system.
Well, that's really funny, because that's the same exact way I got in.
No, really?
Yeah. And you know, and I have to say that I'm definitely one of the more unusual members of the Fortnightly, not your typical businesswoman okay. about town. And I have to say that the women that I've met, the quality, the amazingness of the women, the power, the intelligence, the drive, and I've gotten to be very well acquainted with a group of people that normally I don't think I ever would have crossed paths with. And it's so empowering to see that how a bunch of people who are taking no money, they're strictly volunteers, and how when a few of us just get together to make something happen, how that ball can not only roll, but it can fly.
Yes.
And also coming from a big city, you know, I'm from Brooklyn and from New York City originally, and to get anything done there, it's a lot of, you know, everybody's kind of anonymous, and the sense of community is not quite as strong. So to see that we can raise money and to actually see that playground get built and to see the children's summer free arts program thrive and to see the seniors get gifts delivered at Christmas and to see the food pantry get stocked. This is something that you can see as a direct direct act reaction to your action. And when the women get together and set their minds to something and take a vote, it happens, and it happens quickly, and it happens efficiently, and the amount of satisfaction is just beyond description.
Right.
Thank you, Fortnightly Sisters.
Yes,
that's
yes.
true. Can I just take a moment to talk about our sponsors? Because without them in the community, our business sponsors, this would not be possible.
Yes, please do.
We have Columbia Memorial Health, Greene County Legislature this year, Lacey, Ford, Lincoln, and Subaru. Those three were our largest. We are also sponsored every year by New Athens Generating. Then we have the local business people here, Port O'Shook Insurance Agency, Northeast Treaters, Kerwin's Grain Store, Sawyer Chevrolet, R.L. Smith Sales, Furniture Plus, J. Myers Water Services, and the Bank of Greene County. We then move on to J. Waste Construction, the New York Restaurant, the Creekside Restaurant, Tin Man Heating and Cooling, Catskill Dental Care, NNS Supply, and the Catskill Elks Lodge, number 1341. We have many other smaller ones, but I don't think I have time to go through that, but all the businesses in town are very generous to us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, all of your generous businesses for making this event possible, and we will keep everybody posted when the new playground piece will be installed, and we can all go over and enjoy it.
And I think that's, too, that's great that it's handicapped. It's accessible, mm-hmm. as I discussed before you came on, about that I had some surgery on my knee, and it wasn't until that point that I realized that the necessity of having accessibility for handicapped people, it's so difficult if somebody has some type of reason to have that and they don't have access to, I mean, even the courthouse, I think, is, I don't know if you've ever made it to the courthouse for to pay a ticket, but the stairs there are just amazingly brutal to try to climb up, and there's
that's
a lot
true.
Of different things that do need help with that. So I think that's a great thing, too, that you guys are trying to take care of.
When there is a need in the community, the Fortnightly Club will rise to the occasion and
yes.
do our best to fulfill that need if it's possible. And your participation in this event this Saturday is going to raise some money and make it possible for us to continue the playgrounds and also to fund and float a lot of these other projects. And you can also reach the Fortnightly Club if you would like to make a donation or you would like to ask for help. If you would like to ask for something, if you have an idea, we can be reached at P.O. Box 21, Catskill, New York. So send us a letter. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know if there's a community need that we can fill, and we would be happy to accommodate you if possible.
Which is a great thing. I mean, to have you just let people know that they can have access to you, where in return you can help them out with a need that they have.
Absolutely.
And I
P.O. Box 21, thing. P.O. Box 21, Catskill, New York, the Fortnightly Club of Catskill.
Now, what about, since we're on the subject about getting a hold of you that way, how can people get a hold of you to purchase tickets for this weekend?
Those tickets can be purchased either at the door or ahead of time at www.eventbrite.com.
Okay.
We have sold quite a few already.
You want to repeat that one more time real slowly?
At the door, or www.eventbrite.com.
Okay. And that is spelled Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E. So let me spell
great.
That for
yep.
you. Get your pens and pencils out. Tickets are available online at Eventbrite, Eventbrite.com.
And those tickets include a tasting glass for tasting, and you take that glass home with you. That's a souvenir tasting glass.
And it's a lovely glass.
It is this year.
Great. So, to recap this, Brenda Vandermark and Lex Gray were here with me from the Fortnightly Club. The Fortnightly Club is a not-for-profit women's service organization established in 1932, and it is this Saturday, the 11th annual Rip Van Winkle Wine, Brew, and Beverage Festival, which will take place at 1 Main Street down at the historic Catskill Point. And the time for that is 11:30 until 5. We talked about all of the things that the money will be used for that will help out the community. We also talked about the beverages, the food, and the musical entertainment, which is going to be astounding. And that's all going to be there. And we need support from the people to come in to help out, to get the money funded to keep this going. So you can also look up, like they mentioned before, at eventbrite.com.
Yes.
Yes.
E-R-I-T-E.
Yep. E-V-E-N-T-B-R-I-T-E.com. You can check out how to get tickets. You can also get tickets at the door. And is there anything else you guys want to mention at all? Or?
We do have a Facebook page also.
Okay.
It's Rip Van Winkle Wine, Brew, and Beverage Festival.
Okay.
Like us on Facebook.
Yes.
And it's Mother's Day weekend, so bring your mom.
Very much.
Definitely. It's a perfect Mother's Day thing.
If your mother's like my mother loves wine. So you can bring your mom. That'll be a great Mother's Day gift, and it'll help out the community along the way. So, well, thank you, both of you guys, for coming here. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Thank you, WGXC.